This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, we're ready for another hour of DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Dr. Ken Kronos, who practices cardiology down at Lake Cardiology in Modura, Florida, with us every week at this time to go through the results of his research for his own practice and research for conversations with me and you on the air, going through all of these medical journals to find out where, and not only the medical journals, but find out where in general the practical approach to the things that bother us medically. And, of course, this week, this month, this year, maybe in our lifetime, there's nothing more frustrating than having to deal with COVID. And I find it frustrating that we have to spend so much time on it again, because I was hoping we were at the end, but we're a long way away from being on the end. So let's get to it, Ken. The boosters, you and I were talking off the air about me getting mine as soon as possible. I don't see the magic. I don't see the intel. There's no reason anybody can come up with other than what your mother used to say to you when you'd say, why? And she'd say, because I say so. So that's pretty much what I'm getting from the government. The boosters are around. And I guess that would be the first question. What's in the booster? Is there anything different? Or is it just more of the same? And was there something different in the first shot of Pfizer and Moderna than there was in the second shot? Or is it all just the same stuff that comes out of the same vat?
Well, hi, Doug. And these are great questions that you're all asking. Fantastic questions. And most of us, about a little over 50% of the American population, have gotten the vaccine. The choices that we've had for COVID-19 have been the Pfizer, the Moderna, or the Johnson & Johnson. And the Pfizer and the Moderna are from this new technology, so-called mRNA, and the Johnson & Johnson has been one shot, the traditional technology that's been used to get the flu vaccine and other antiviral vaccines that we've all taken. And the Moderna and the Pfizer have been more effective in the 95% range initially for the original strain. And then, like you said in the introduction, we thought we were over this in June of this year. I thought we were long gone. I stopped wearing a mask except in the office around medical situations and was beginning to really enjoy my life from the fourth week of May to the entire month of June. You look at the case results, the case studies were way down and everything was looking great. And then July 4th came, and from Europe we got this variant, the Delta variant. And not to get depressed, but there's over 2,000 variants already since the beginning of time of COVID-19. Back in late 2019, there have been 2,000 variants. And I sent
to be fair, understand the whole thing, all of this stuff is a variant of SARS, isn't it? And perhaps even a variant of the original flu. That's what this basically is, isn't it? When you put all the pieces together?
Well, now you're going into another interesting area of where did this all originate, right?
Well, it originated in a lab in Wuhan, and you've got to let it loose so that they could screw up the world. That
would go a little bit against the natural evolution variant theory, and it originated.
Well, but it was engineered in a laboratory. You've said that. Everybody that knows anything about anything knows it was engineered, and it was my humble, not opinion, but based on what I've seen and what I feel, it was engineered to do harm. And
It's amazing that Dr. Fauci doesn't agree with you. It's amazing.
Well, what a shame. Yeah,
that's right. I know. I mean, because it seems like the majority of medical opinion does agree with you. Mm-hmm. And what's amazing to me is that is not an area where there's an amazing amount of effort to try to come to a final conclusion, you know, like a Warren Commission, ha, ha, ha. But,
right,
but,
yeah.
But it's amazing to me that there is not a huge effort to answer that question so we can prevent this in the future. But
well, it's amazing to me, not to get into something that's not in our range, but the fact that we aren't taking really any steps to put the Chinese government in its place, not only us, but people, the governments around the world, they're kind of stumbling and hooing and hawing because in their short-sighted approach to things, it's like big business, 6 month profit, that's as far as we look ahead. So everybody, oh, what happens if we stir the pot with China? It'll affect us economically. You morons, it already has. Look at the last right. year and a half of your lives and how right. business is run or not. And it's all at the Chinese, at the foot of the Chinese government. Anyway.
And it's not over.
No.
Exactly. No, that no. It is amazing.
And they've gotten the balsam to blame us.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Oh my God.
Amazing to me that there's not a strong effort to settle the question.
You know, it's very interesting, Ken. And I don't. This is an aside. This week, the Chinese government announced the biggest purchase of Boeing aircraft that they've ever that they've ever bought. They've announced the biggest purchase of American grown corn and soybeans. So the fact that we don't go after them and put them in their place, they need us as much as we think we need them. And why there isn't a tit for tat, or why there isn't a you didn't see any reports this week of the Chinese government ordering all these planes from Boeing. You didn't see that anywhere. And you didn't
correct.
See, unless you looked at the farm or trade, you'd see it in the air business, the airline trade business. And if you look in the farm trades, you see all of the billions and billions and billions of bushels of corn. And so if you think they're buying that stuff from us because they want to? No.
Correct.
They're buying it because they have to in order to survive. So, you know, we just are so backward here. Ay, ay, ay. Anyway.
There are so many things that don't make sense. We'll get to many more. But okay, so you're asking about the booster.
I'm just telling you that I'm not waiting until September 20th because I don't think anybody's presented us with the information that other than that's what we say, so that's what you have to do. Why? I know, I'm not going to sit back and wait, especially when you look at the stats on Pfizer, and it's only 46% effective after right. as many months as I got my shots in February, so looks to me like, and you've probably seen this, I'm sure, too, that the efficacy rate of Pfizer's vaccine, not so hot.
Yeah, I'd like to know if you're successful, that, you know, more power to you, because we started talking about this a couple of weeks ago, Doug, when I brought up the fact that the Israelis had noticed an effect.
They're getting it done
on it, and we're coming up on a break, and let me talk to you about what the Israelis saw, because they are so smart about this, and why we started talking about this a couple of weeks ago on this show.
All right, one of the other things I want to talk about is whether I mix, if I go for a third shot, do I get a Moderna? I kind of want to, because I think Moderna is better. What's the impact of that? We'll ask Dr. Ken that as we continue here. Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus on this weekend's DJV Health Show with Dr. Ken. Black women, almost 40% more likely to die from breast cancer than non-Hispanic or white women, despite the occurrence of breast cancer being the same pretty much across all women. Problem comes down to screening, according to Jasmine Ginyard.
The Journal of the American College of Radiology recently published a real-world evidence-based study analyzing mammograms, screening intervals, and interpretation performance for Black, Asian, and Caucasian women across the country. Linda Goller-Blount, CEO of Black Women's Health Imperative and one of the authors of the study, has the details.
We know that while breast cancer incidence rates for Black and white women are comparable, Black women are more likely to receive inferior breast cancer screening than white women, despite 3D mammography being proven as superior for all women.
Dr. Emily Conant, a leading radiologist and author of the study, has more.
The disparity in access to screening, coupled with the known increase in breast cancer mortality among Black women, is an urgent issue that needs to be addressed. Improving access to digital breast tomosynthesis, often called 3D mammography, may help improve the effectiveness of breast cancer screening for Black women.
To learn more, visit BWHIGenius3D.com.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. but not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit usps.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on DJV Health, the focus on Pfizer, Moderna, getting the next shot. It's very interesting when I listen to my own energy on this, because I'm not a big fan of vaccines. I did get, I've had, you know, the tetanus boosters that you're supposed to get. I had a pneumonia shot. I've never had a flu shot. Maybe that's where I come down as being not anti-vaxxer. I just didn't think I ever needed it, and I never have had the flu. But I really do think that I do, and most other people, ought to get the shots, because it not only, I guess the confusion here is a lot of people get into the weeds, Ken, and they say, well, if you have the shot, it doesn't protect anybody else, it just protects you. Because if you keep breathing, you know, yada, yada. True. Well, and they say that about kids, too, right? Kids will transfer or transmit the COVID more regularly, and so they have to wear a mask. So what do you think?
No, well, boy, you brought up a lot of extra issues. Let's get to those, but let's first just resolve the thing about the
booster. All right, Moderna and Pfizer. Yep. Okay.
We started talking about this a few weeks ago because the Israelis were the first to announce that they saw drop off in people who were vaccinated. They're one of the most vaccinated country in the world.
Yeah, 96%.
Right. They began to see increasing breakthrough of COVID, especially with the Delta variant, and started to suggest initially that the immunosuppressed get a third shot, and then they started saying everybody under 60 and over, and now in the last 2 weeks they've gone to 50. So the Israelis saw the signal early. The Israelis are really smart about all this, and it caught my attention 3-4 weeks ago and began talking about it. And this week, in fact, yesterday, the president announced that beginning in September 20th, that there'd be a third booster available at no charge for everybody. And the FDA and the CDC are still needing to sign off officially and give FDA approval. They're recommending it, but they haven't met to give the formal FDA approval to do this, and they will shortly. And you're wondering about, you know, you were mentioning, Doug, you're going to go do it. You know, unfortunately, doctors are supposed to follow FDA and CDC guidelines, and the problem with me telling you go and get it today is that I wouldn't be following guidelines.
I want to find out from you
what you do.
Yeah. And I also want to know when we come back in a few moments what to do Moderna after I've had two Pfizers, good idea or not, mixing and matching, in other words, so the folks can hear your thoughts on that based on your research and your intelligence. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on DGV Health with Doug Steffen.
to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Finish this off, Ken. Pretty much all our time today, I'm sure this weekend is going to be devoted to COVID conversation. So the final question I had with regard to this first item is whether to mix and match. Whether if I've had two Pfizers, I'm not impressed with how it looks like they hold up after time. So what happens if I get a Moderna as a booster to the juice that's already in my body?
Interestingly, German Chancellor Angela Merkel received the Moderna dose as her second shot after receiving the AstraZeneca as the first shot. And people will say if it was good enough for her to mix them, it must be okay. But I would tend, because I haven't been able to see the data yet. They haven't released the safety data yet for review for all the physicians, and that's why I'm a little hesitant to say fine green light. But if I was in your shoes, I would stick with what I had right now, just because of the limited data. And again, the safety data hasn't been released because the FDA has not signed off on it yet. And I would like to look at that, and I'll comment on that in the next, probably by next week, the safety data will be released to all the physicians for our review. But if you're going to try and get it today, and I can't because the FDA and the CDC is not recommending that you do this.
So you wouldn't go out and do it yourself quietly.
Well, ask me after the show.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, next.
And again, you know, one of the things you might want to do, and what I'm really, you know, to give you a serious answer to that, one of the things that I might do is you can measure antibody. And if you measure, there are some antibodies out there that can tell you whether you have and still effectiveness of the vaccine if you're wondering. And you have to really talk to the physicians about this because this is very complicated. It depends on you and what your situation is. which of the antibodies might help us to answer the question whether you have adequate protection right now. But that whole area is so complicated. And I was listening to a discussion of a nation's expert on testing this week, and it's a complicated area.
Yeah. Well, I think one of the basic questions here for people who are compromised, they have immune systems that are compromised, can they get, so they don't have to go outside, was there a program or is there a program for COVID to be vaccinated, people get vaccinated in home? I just started to think about that. If we were all worried about these people going out in public, is there a program that brings somebody to your house to give you a shot?
There was this talk about it. I don't know how active it is. I haven't seen it, you know, locally where I am. Mm-hmm. And but there are some drive-by vaccination situations where you're essentially outside. You just stick your arm out of the car.
I think it's just very interesting to see all the variables and have people talk about what it is their experience has been. I'm going to be back to flying a good deal starting next month. I see the TSA has extended transportation mask mandates, so I have to listen to the pilot and all the members of the crew whine on through all of that garbage that the government requires. Just tell people they got to wear a mask or you get thrown off the plane. That's it. And the same in the airport. We're the same in any closed building. Why should it be different in an airport? Closed, you go to the mall, wear a mask. Right?
At least January 18th, 2022, the mask requirement.
Yeah. Okay. So another 6 months or so. All right. So that takes care of that. The children and their relationship to COVID, I think that's a very important discussion to have, which we will have right after this. There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Now, MyPillow wants you to sleep even better in their Giza Dream Sheets. Made from the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable, the Giza Dream Sheets Sateen Weave gives them a luxurious finish that'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes as well. Machine washable and durable, all Giza Dream Sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can now save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets using at MyPillow.com the DJV promo code. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Don't miss this sale. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Attention laptop lovers. The Asus VivoBook S14 has evolved. It's feather light. It's even more powerful than its predecessors. This Windows 10 laptop uses the latest Intel processors, Intel Xe graphics, and Wi-Fi 6 with Asus Wi-Fi Master technology, so you can breeze through even your toughest days. With classy diamond-cut edges and a sleek all-metal chassis, the Asus VivoBook S14 is all about the uniqueness of you. Open the lid and a color-blocked enter key puts you center stage. Passwords optional. Use your face or fingerprint to securely sign in to your Windows PC. VivoBook S14 lightens everything. Your load, your tasks, your life. And brings out the very best in you. Visit Asus.com for more on the VivoBook S14. And be sure to listen to Tech It Out on your favorite radio station or as a podcast.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus. You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An internal State Department memo from July, confirmed, received by Secretary of State Antony Blinken, warned of a swift Taliban takeover, exposing President Biden's claim he was not warned before last weekend's Taliban takeover. Republican Congressman from Georgia, Jody Heiss, tells Newsmax TV the White House has gone silent on providing lawmakers details of what's going on in Afghanistan.
We have tons of other questions, such as our embassy. Is our embassy secure? If not, has it been breached? Is the information, sensitive information, in the embassy safe or secured, or has it been destroyed, or has it been captured by the Taliban? We have tons of questions, and thus far we have zero answers.
38 days later, most of the 50 Texas House Democrats that ran away from their responsibilities on voting integrity legislation returned Thursday. The Texas Supreme Court this week ruled that they did break the law and could be arrested. USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In December of 2014, the late Senator of Arizona, Republican John McCain, went down to the Senate floor to warn his colleagues about Anthony Blinken, our current Secretary of State.
Pending a vote concerning Mr. Anthony Tony Blinken, who is not only unqualified, but in fact, in my view, one of the worst selections that of a very bad lot that this president has chosen. I hope that many of my colleagues will understand that not often do I come to the floor to oppose a nomination of the President of the United States, because I believe that elections have consequences. In this case, this individual has actually been dangerous to America and to the young men and women who are fighting and serving it. Let's just review a couple of some of the elements in particular and Mr. Blinken's role in conceptualizing and furthering it. U.S. foreign policy is in a shambles. It's at best a strategic and at worst anti-strategic. I'll move on to Afghanistan. Mr. Blinken said, quote, we've been very clear. We've been consistent. The war will be concluded by the end of 2014. We have a timetable, and that timetable will not change. This is why I'm so worried about him being in the position that he's in, because if they stick to that timetable, I am telling my colleagues that we will see the replay of Iraq all over again.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Knock 'em, rock 'em, and sock 'em here on the, it sounds like a new law firm. This is the DJV Health Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. The DJV podcast, the DJV show, puts together a special podcast for the folks concerned about their health and well-being. You can get Ken and Jack on separate podcasts. The most recent Ken podcast is a discussion in part of whether your body can fight off cancer, heart disease, that sort of thing, other health traumas with the vaccine. Is it effective if you have those things going on in your body? Ken answers that question, talks about what's going on in his home state of Florida under the circumstances. He says that it's not any worse there. You couldn't tell that by looking at the news media, though, Ken. Anyway.
Wait.
Yes.
I can talk about the local situation, because the local situation has changed in the last couple of weeks a bit.
All right, well, let me remind people, as you can hear, all of our conversations, somewhat abbreviated, but you get the gist of them, in our podcast at djbhealthshow.com, or, in fact, wherever you get your all your podcasts. So let's do an update, if you will, on the situation. Well, I want to do the children in school and stuff, but let's go back a little bit to what you just went, the situation in Florida. What's going on?
And I'll just back up. I was running out of time talking about it. If you want to get a blood test to see if you have effective antibody, and you want to see if you have an effective antibody. One of the things you talk to your doctor about is checking for spike protein antibody or neutralizing antibody. These seem to be two of the best antibody tests to determine if you currently have natural immunity or immunity from the vaccine. Moving on, you want to talk about children next?
Yeah, there's some information from the Journal of the American Medical Association that suggests right. that a lot of children are spreading it in their own homes to their family, the other members of the family. What's that scoop?
Right. And now we're talking about the Delta variant. You know, in Florida this week, 100% of the cases locally were actually from the Delta variant. And the Delta variant affects younger people much more than the original strain did.
How do we define effects? Makes them sick?
Locally, the age of people, the median age, you know, there were just as many people in the intensive care unit at this age, below this age, as there were above this age. Yesterday it was 44, age 44.
Was the average?
It's not the average. It's the median. In the intensive care unit with COVID-19.
What does that say to you about the people that are on ventilators and stuff? What does that mean?
No. It says to me that this COVID, this Delta strain is different than the original strain. The original strain, the median age was much older. You know,
said, I think, last week that there were more people in the hospital but fewer people dying from Delta. Do you stick to that?
Right. There's actually, we're in, look, if you want to, locally in Central Florida?
Well, it's an example.
Locally in Central Florida, the ICUs are at peak right now in terms of the numbers of people in the intensive care units with COVID-19. They're at the highest numbers they've ever been since this all started. And they're just about full in most ICUs right now with COVID-19. But the huge majority, we're talking about 95 to 97% of them, are unvaccinated people. The age is much lower. It's the median age, 44, where there's just as many people below 44 as there are above. And that's dramatically younger than it was with the original strain. And fortunately, although the case rates are higher, the hospitalizations are highest, the intensive care unit rates are the highest, but the death rates are lower because we do have some treatments, and we have a huge population that's been vaccinated, and this is really predominantly the unvaccinated people. The people who are vaccinated who are in the intensive care are predominantly people who are immunosuppressed. You know, they've been organ transplants. They're on medication like rheumatoid arthritis or cancer chemotherapy, or they have some illness which affects their immune system. And it's just a very and not that it's zero, but it's a very rare person who was otherwise well and had the vaccine and now is in the intensive care unit and won't survive. That is an extremely rare person. But the take home is get vaccinated and realize that right now, at least in Central Florida, the intensive care units are busy, and bless the people who are taking care of them because everybody's tired.
Do you still have people coming into you as a cardiologist? Much of the cause of cardiovascular disease comes from smoking. And I'm wondering how compromised people are who are smoking or continue to smoke under the COVID situation, even if they've had a shot or two. I know you advise people not to smoke, obviously. Well, but what happens to your body if you're... go ahead.
Now you're talking about the risk of getting severe COVID because, you know, mild, moderate COVID, you know, is not much of an illness. The mild form, the moderate is, but it's the severe. And what we're trying to do is prevent death. And it's the severe COVID that we're trying to prevent. So you're talking about what are the risk factors for getting severe COVID-19. And interestingly, all the risk factors of getting a heart attack are in the list of getting severe COVID-19. There's an amazing parallel. So all the things that I've been screaming about as a preventive cardiologist to think about, not smoking, avoiding obesity, diabetes, even high cholesterol because of the coronary issue will make you at risk. High blood pressure are all risk factors. Obesity, diabetes are two of the biggest risk factors. So these things that help you lower the risk of heart attacks and strokes dramatically lower the risk of getting severe COVID. And then there are other issues outside of the heart. Obviously, if you have asthma, lung disease, that's going to increase your risk. And also a big factor is the immunosuppressed patients, the people who are on medications for things like lupus or rheumatoid arthritis, where we have to suppress the immune system, those people are at risk. And those are the people who initially we wanted to get the third shot, and that's already approved. And, you know, you don't need to tell a fib to get it right now. And you can go immediately if you're immunosuppressed. You've been an organ transplant person, you've received a transplant, you're on immunosuppressive doses of drugs, that you're at high risk of getting severe COVID-19.
Yeah. All right. So we continue. We have a few more things to focus on here with regard to the COVID situation. And then it's time for questions for Dr. Ken here on DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder as we get really into all of this focus on COVID. Once again, the most vulnerable people are the people that we were just talking about who smoke and who are overweight, have diabetes. Can you imagine if you have all three of those things? A hat trick. And it's really dangerous for you to be walking around, especially if you're overweight. Your body mass index is way out of kilter. If you want to do something about it, and why wouldn't you want to do something about it? Let's get you to do something about it by going to the website toploss.com and seeing the help that you can get, the healthy help from Calitren, Calotren. This is the world leader in effective non-drug-based weight loss. Keep the weight off. Tons of questions, tons of answers can be had by going to their website, toploss.com. Do yourself a favor. If you're overweight and you managed to make it through, maybe you lost a lot of weight the first time you were concerned about COVID, now you put it back on again. Get it off and keep it off the natural way. That's why I talk about it here, because it's all natural. Calitren is the all-natural, healthy choice to lose that weight effectively and safely. Find out for yourself. Go to toploss.com. Check out all the testimonials. Check with someone who will be happy. They have counselors that will go back and forth with you, talk about what's right for you. I'd say if you're going to get on the program, what's right now is to take advantage of their unlimited buy one, get one free deal. You want to buy 100, they'll give you 100 free. That's it. And you can use the liquid or the capsules, mix them together for the first time now. Makes good sense. Just do yourself a favor. Keep yourself in health. Keep yourself in the right area as far as your weight is concerned. Let's do it with the help of Calitren. Find out at toploss.com. Use the DJV code for the BOGO deal and for free shipping. That's the DJV code at toploss.com.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses and automatically adjusts to keep you both effortlessly comfortable. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special where all smart beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Plus, free premium delivery ends Monday.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Novalift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. With a Novalift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NovaliftNA.com/save.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at HealVets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at HealVets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here, mandate business. I wonder, I don't know if this is political, it's health-wise, thinking about schools and that sort of thing, going to work, taking a trip. We were talking about the TSA. Some of the states still, Midwest, Mid-South, a lot of people, although more and more this week, you saw a lot of those numbers going up. But people are supporting the local school districts, for example, to require everybody, the teachers, the students, the admins, to wear masks in school. Are they requiring that in Florida? What about a shot? Shouldn't everybody be required to have a shot, too?
Boy, I don't know where you're hanging out, Doug, but people are not supporting in big numbers mandates. I mean, there is a fraction of people who are,
yeah,
but
I know.
Boy, I mean,
people don't like it, but is it best for, let's take away the mandate, is it a smart thing to do to wear the masks, whether you're at school or at work or out in public or,
well,
I mean, wear in open, if you're out in a, I'm a tractor guy on the farm, out in the field, I'm not wearing a mask, but if I'm in tight quarters, yeah, I'm wearing a mask.
Right, I'll tell you what I'm doing right now, you know, I've been vaccinated.
Yep.
And right now, although in May I stopped wearing a mask indoors, except in medical facilities, after July 4th weekend, I went back to it. And currently, when I'm outside, this is an indoor virus. You're not going to get this outside.
No.
Okay. So this is you know, wearing it outside is a little silly, but to protect yourself from COVID. If you want to protect yourself from whatever's in the air, you have allergies, you know, that may be a reason to wear a mask outside. But if you're protecting yourself from COVID-19, where you want to wear the mask is when you're inside and you don't know the vaccination status of the people that you're with. That's when you really need to be. Right now, I think, especially if you're in a high case rate area, personally, I am currently wearing a level 3 mask when I'm inside, and I don't know the vaccination status of the people that I'm with. And realize that this is soft data. I mean, the data outside wearing an N95 is a little soft on protecting yourself from these viruses. But still, you know, I am wearing it, but I know the data. And if anyone's ever tried wearing an N95 mask all day, they know that it's almost impossible. So it's, so I know the debate on both sides, and that's why, and there's very strong opinion against mandates. It's very divisive. And my feeling is that, you know, educate yourself, but to do a mandate, you're just not going to get people to listen to it because I've heard the strong opinions. But I'll tell you what I'm doing.
All right, and you have, and I've told everybody what I'm doing. So there, you take it for what it's worth. Help yourself to the info and to the wisdom. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, I'm Doug Steffen. Up next, questions for Dr. Ken.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Questions for Dr. Ken Kronhaus at 53 past the hour, DJV Health. Dr. Ken, there is a question about fertility rates for men. It seems, women have fertility rates as well. So, at what age, I guess the question here, if I can paraphrase it, at what age do you become likely to lose the old oom-pa-pa, if you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. And this is, it depends which oom-pa-pa you're talking about. The one that allows you to become a father, it seems like it really falls off at age 50 based on a publication this week. And so if you're thinking about becoming a father, do it before age 50. And this was even in a study where they were enhancing the ability to get to the finish line by using also in vitro fertilization. So even that method for guys, if you want to be a father, do it before age 50, because after age 50, your chances really fall down.
Okay. All right. You're a cardiologist, Dr. Ken. I work night shifts. Does that raise the odds for anything bad happening to me, especially when it comes to my heart?
Well, the European Heart Journal this month, Doug, has told us that working night shifts can raise the odds of getting atrial fibrillation. And atrial fibrillation is an abnormal heart rhythm that can lead to strokes. So you want to try and see.
Oh, come on. Tell us about your heart beating like a bag of worms. I always like it when you talk.
Exactly. Right. Dr. Doug, you're right. It's like the top of the heart beating like a bag of worms, and it's the most common arrhythmia, abnormal heart rhythm, and it can lead to a stroke.
Yeah. All right. The perfect food. Question about that. As a matter of fact, this comes from somebody who actually listened to another one of the podcasts and shows that I do, the American Family Farmer Show, which you can get around the country on a lot of these same stations over the weekend, and you can listen to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Question came up on is this came from somebody who runs a bean farm. And the maintenance here is that you are eating the perfect food if you're eating beans. Can you see or say that beans probably are the healthiest food? A lot of protein.
Well, beans,
I don't know that.
Beans is an absolutely great food. It's really, you can't live on just one food. There's not enough of all the protein you need in one food. But certainly green beans in your diet. I try to have several servings of green beans myself each week. Mm-hmm. Green beans is great. It's just a matter of what you put on it. But just plain green beans, a little bit of garlic on it, and enjoy yourself.
A salt.
A little bit of olive oil.
Olive oil is good for it. Yeah. There's a question about hyperbaric chambers. What do they call them? It's an oxygen chamber, right? There are a lot of people who think that the use of these chambers will reverse the aging process. And people who have money seem to be doing a lot of it. Can you put them in your home? Do you have to go someplace? What do you think about hyperbaric oxygen chambers?
I don't think that is strong data yet. I know there's definitely a group who advocate that, but yes. I'd like to see stronger data supporting that to reverse the aging process. And there is some research in the journal Aging that suggests that. But again, I'd like to see more data on the safety and long-term effectiveness of this before I'm going to sign up.
Mm-hmm. All right. The question on what you know regarding this sort of goes with a bean question. Who controls most of the food supply, and are we getting healthy food? This comes as a result of a conversation that I had both on the DJB program and the American Family Farmer Show about who controls the grocery stores, because there's about four companies that control where the seeds come from, who grows the food, all of that stuff, who has the stuff for sale, grocery store chains, that sort of thing. So what does that do to our health and well-being?
Well, you're probably a better expert on that than I am, but one of the things I've learned from you over the years is the closer you get to the farm in terms of where you get your food from, the healthier it's going to be. That makes a lot of sense to me.
Getting away from things like Roundup and artificial sorts of fertilizer, that sort of thing, only makes the food better. But it's very interesting to note that there are only four companies that control most of the grocery stores. I think that's fascinating. All right. Thank you. Questions for Dr. Ken every week here on DJB Health. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.